Well, Saturday evening at Galesburg High School, they inducted the new class into the Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame, including our own Brad Benowitz. He was inducted. And it's unfortunate. I always missed the actual ceremony. Well, they used to do it between the actual ceremony between two games, but it was taking too long, so they had to do it. They do it separately now in the Hegg Performing Arts Center, and or at least that's where they did it this year. And then they introduce them in between games. So I don't get to go to that because the girls are always playing a game when that happens.
Right.
But friend of the show, one of those inducted on Saturday evening, a longtime baseball coach, former baseball player, and runs the all the concessions for the sporting events at Galesburg High School, and he joins us here this morning. Steve Schwab. Schwabby, good morning. How you doing today?
Hi, Tommy. How you doing, big guy?
Very good. Well, first, congratulations again. I know I got to see you a little bit before the ceremony on Saturday, so congratulations again on being inducted.
Well, just thank you very much. Overwhelming evening. It was absolutely. I used to watch all the ceremonies in the audience, and then when you're a part of it, and you go up there in front of all those people, and you go in front of your peers and your coaches and your players and everybody, it gets a little nerve wracking. So
yeah.
It's surreal though. It was awesome.
Well, it's kind of a cool thing because also I know that the 1980 football team, which was a lot of them from the class of 81, just behind you, you'd been teammates with a lot of those guys, so you saw a lot of them as well.
Yeah, that was the excitement of the night because I actually went down to Sidetracks after everything was done and saw those guys and hung out with them a little bit, and that was awesome to see that, especially some of the guys I played baseball with, like Brent Stanley and Kevin Johnson. You know, those guys were pivotal teammates as juniors as I was a senior.
Yeah, well, let's talk. Let's go back to your high school baseball career. Of course, you had Coach Brewington, and you guys had a heck of a pitching staff, but some really really good really good players on your team throughout your high school career.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, back when I was a junior, you know, Mr. McMillan, I looked up to him a lot. Stubby Stevens, he was a pivotal guy. They were older than me. Then I had my buddies. I had, you know, Mark Fields and Jeff Gomer. And we fed off each other big time. And that's teammates and all the above.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about, Coach Brewington passed away recently. I know that was pretty sad for all you guys and a great loss to the community as well.
Yeah, that was tough. I saw him the day before he passed, and Arnie Gonzalez and I and Mark Reed went over there and saw him, and it was surreal. It's just sad, and how your coaches pass away, and then not too long after that, Coach Erickson, who was a very good baseball man besides his legendary basketball coaching, and he had passed, and it was a surreal evening. Missing those, and then like Jimmy has been gone now 3 years almost, be December.
Yeah.
So it was missing those guys, and they're the big part of my life.
Yeah, well, absolutely, and of course now, how many years coaching for you now at GHS?
I'm starting my 24th year, I think.
Wow.
I think that's about what it is. So it's really really cool, and I put a lot of time in, and that's fine with me. I used to be a volunteer coach for 20 years. And what I'm talking about it is in my speech on Saturday, I was thinking of my family and I saw Derek. I hadn't seen Derek in a while, and I was going to thank Derek and his mom because they sacrificed a lot of stuff. And I left out Lynn, so I didn't mean to do that. It was kind of one of those nights where you're overwhelmed by a lot of stuff, and I left his mom out of the acceptance speech and all that. So I apologize for that. And if you're listening, Lynn, I'm sorry, but that was that's when I was a volunteer coach. There's a lot of sacrifice and support. So
yeah, I was going to say that as your family when you're coaching, doesn't matter if you're head, your assistant, whatever. That's a lot of time that your family sacrifices you being gone. And then fortunately for you, also you got to coach your son Derek too.
Yes, that was awesome. That was probably I started when Derek was going on 7-8 years old, and then he finally got to the high school. I watched his freshman year, sophomore year when I could, but then he got on the varsity and had a front row seat. That was the biggest part of my coaching career because it was really wild. I got to see my son play varsity baseball, and we won a sectional, and that was the first sectional since 1989. So he got to enjoy that, and that was awesome.
Steve Schwab, our guest this morning, newly inducted into the Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame. We'll talk about your duties. Obviously, you're still coaching baseball with Coach Pick, and you guys have such a great tradition going back a long time with baseball at Galesburg High School, and that continues.
Oh yeah, I mean, see, Coach Pick, he played for Arnie and I, and now he got the head coach job. He'd be his sixth year, I think, starting, and it's been unbelievable to watch him go from a 16-year-old kid into college, where he really developed, and he played pro baseball, and he brings all that knowledge, all the pro knowledge, all of his college, Division I college knowledge to his program, and excels at his program, and it's nothing but success. I mean, I'm proud to be a part of it, and I was proud to even be asked to be a part of it.
I also like the success of the concession stand, Schwabi. One of my favorite things about games, you know. So you've been. So how many years have you been taking care of that and heading that part up?
I think it's going about be my 21st year. I think it started back in, I think, 01 or 02. I took over. And the funny thing about it is Coach Chatterton had it from Arnie, and then he just couldn't do it no more, so he gave it to me. And then I had the big responsibility doing football and basketball. And that was my duties for a while, just for the varsity level. And now I have the junior high, senior high now, so I take care of the junior high also. But I enjoy it. When someone says the popcorn's burned, I say, I know, I can smell it. I go take care of it.
I'll get you another one, Tom.
I know. I'm a pain for him, but he
no,
treats me well.
It's okay. But I've had a lot of help from back in football seasons, especially from Laurier. And back in the old days when I first started, was Rachel Bisego and a lot of other people, Jackie Darce. And then Lori and I got together for years, and I was always looking for a group. Okay, group's not here yet. Group's not here yet. And then she go, calm down, Schwabi. Everything's okay. So she was my calm down pill. So kudos out to Lori Ayton, because she's a rock.
Absolutely. Well, Steve Schwab, newly elected into the Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame. What talk of any favorite memories? Well, first off, from your baseball days or your playing days at GHS.
Well, my favorite one was we won the conference my senior year. That was probably a year we probably could have went probably far into the regionals and sectionals, but we got a hiccup against Canton that year, and I was the guy on the bump and gave up a 2-run homer, and that wasn't a highlight, but it was a highlight of that year, basically, of we won conference and we went and won 21 ball games, and they haven't done that. They hadn't done that for a while, so that was the best time I think I remember about my high school career.
Any guys you played against that went on that you remember that did big things or ended up in the major leagues or some other sport?
Oh goodness! When I played in the CISO League, I played against Kirby Puckett.
Oh okay, yeah.
And that was the outstanding thing, and I got to talk to him really well. And you know, in '82, I was a Blackhawk, and we went to state that year. And he was he played at Triton. And we played against him, but we had a banquet, and they named him the National Junior College Player of the Year. He's gone now, unfortunately, but he was a real nice kid, real nice guy. And then Dan Plesak played some Major League Baseball. He pitched, and Claudel Washington, guys like that, word names like that. Yeah, I mean, it was really cool.
Yep, really biggies. Well, Schwabi, again, congratulations, well deserved, and we're glad you're in. We really appreciate it, and Hall of Fame concession guy as well.
I appreciate it, Tom. Thanks for having me on, Tom.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I want to call this the Tom and Tyler Show. You know how I am about it, but I think you guys do well together, and it's kind of like it's really nice listening to you when I can. So,
well, Schwabi, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Congratulations. We'll see you at the gym on Thursday night, all right?
Yes, Thursday night. You'll see me.
All right. Schwab, thanks so much. Thanks.